Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. It's a few minutes before the Youngs' regular dinner hour. This was a big day for the whole family, and tonight's dinner should be an exciting occasion. But so far, neither Mr. Young, Peggy, nor Biff have showed up. Pepper is just now coming in.
Hi, Mom. Any news?
Oh, hi, Pepper.
Huh? Did he see Mr. Goodwin? Did he get the house?
I don't know a thing, dear.
Oh.
Your father went out of here this morning, and I hadn't heard from him since. Well, you look tired.
Well, who wouldn't be tired fooling around with a balky engine all day? Boy, if I had trouble.
Mm.
Mom, you're not listening.
Hmm? Yes, I am. You were saying something about an airplane.
Yeah, but a whole lot of good it does to talk to you about planes.
Well, I've been pretty busy this afternoon with my own thoughts, dear.
Such as?
Well, we were down cellar trying to round up the things we're going to take up to the home. You know, things of yours and Peg's that you've outgrown.
Oh, and I suppose it behooves me to lug them up from the cellar. Is that what's coming?
Yes, it behooves you.
I knew it. I knew I was out of luck.
Yes, you're out of luck. Dear, you can get to work after dinner tonight or the first thing in the morning.
I'll take the first thing in the morning, if you don't mind. I'm stepping out tonight.
Oh? You know, Linda was here helping me.
Oh, was she?
Uh-huh.
Well, why didn't she lug a few things up from the cellar?
Because that is your job.
Okay. I'll get up at the crack of dawn. You don't want them tonight, though, do you, Mom? I mean, they can wait till tomorrow morning.
Yes, they can wait, dear. But I had a nice visit with Linda. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, Linda's okay.
You don't see very much of her anymore, do you, Pepper?
Oh, sure. I see her all the time. We're always bumping into each other downtown, around places, you know.
But you don't go over to her house anymore, do you?
No. But I don't go anyplace anymore. I'm too tired when I come home from the field to go anyplace. So I just hit the hay, you know that.
Yes, you're busy and tired at night. I guess you really haven't that much time for Linda these days.
Well, oh gosh, I'm not keen about anybody right now. I'm just keen about my work, messing around with planes and things. And that's all I'm thinking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even give the best-looking girl in the world a tumble. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of other guys who'd give Linda a rush if she'd only give them half a chance.
And she won't?
Well, can I help that?
No, dear, I suppose not.
Mom, I know you think it's funny because I'm not in love with Linda, but I can't help it. Honest, I can't. Linda to me is just something swell in my life. She's the best friend I ever had. And that's what I'd like to be with Linda. Just good friends, you know? Only the trouble is, she expects me to, well, you know, to love her. And I can't. Not that way. Not anymore. That's all over. That's in the past. That's washed up.
Is it, Pepper?
Sure. And now, how about some dinner, huh?
Well, we'd better wait for your father. And Peggy isn't in yet.
Oh, gee, why do we always have to wait for somebody when I'm hungry? And we've always got to wait.
Mom, is dinner ready yet? Carter's coming over right afterwards, and we're going out. So I want to eat right now.
Well, you're not going to eat right now. Nobody's going to eat in this house until your father gets home.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Young.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi.
Hi.
Gee, Mrs. Young, when do we have dinner? I got a date with Gloria for the movie.
I'm very sorry, Biff. You may have a date with Gloria, but nobody's going to eat any dinner until Mr. Young gets home, especially tonight.
Well, why? What's up tonight?
We don't know what's up. We may be householders, and we may not. It all depends on what happened today.
Oh, Mom, did Daddy buy the house?
I don't know, Peggy. I haven't seen him since he walked out of here this morning. I don't know what happened. Don't know a thing about him.
There he is now. Oh, Daddy?
Hi, Dad. What happened, huh? What
Sam,
about the house?
Sam, what is it? What happened?
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Everybody is assemble, gather together, and gather around. Mrs. Young.
Yes.
You are now the proud owner of 83 Union Street.
Oh, Sam. It can't be true. It can't be true.
Dad, do you mean that you bought the house? Do you mean that we own it again? Oh, Dad, do you really mean
that? Yep. I talked to Walters the first thing this morning. Everything's all fixed up. The down payment's been made on the house, and the property, Mrs. Young, will be in your name.
Oh, but Sam, it's our house. It belongs to both of us.
Not now, it doesn't. Now it belongs to you. It's my present to you, darling, and I hope you like it.
Oh, Daddy, I think it's simply wonderful.
I didn't think you'd put it over, Dad. I didn't think it would actually happen. Gee, I don't know what I thought.
Whatever you thought, it's all right. It may take me a long time to pay for it in full. It may take me years, but the house belongs to us again.
Sam, I don't know what to say.
Now, look, you don't have to say anything, darling.
But just think, we can fix it up the way it was before. We can do anything we want to it now. We can... Pepper, get me a hammer, quick. I'm going to knock down a partition before dinner.
Nothing doing. No, you're not going to knock down anything before dinner. We're going to eat first and knock things down afterwards. We're going to show our appreciation of everything by sitting right down at the table.
Oh, gee, that's great, Mr. Young. That's wonderful. I know how you feel about this house and how you feel about owning it again.
Nobody can ever know how we feel about owning it, Biff. Nobody could ever know what it means to have it belong to us again. Not to be afraid of being turned out. Not to be afraid of somebody buying it over our heads.
But it's ours now, so nobody can get a hunk of it except ourselves.
It's your mother's now. It's her house. And any time she wants to put me out, she can.
Sam, Rick.
And let that be perfectly clear. It's her house, and it's going to be her house, I hope, for as long as she lives.
It's a beautiful present, Sam. I can't thank you enough. Well, I feel like birthday and Christmas and everything all rolled into one. It's so perfect.
All right, then. If that's the case, Mary, let's do as Pepper suggested.
What?
Eat. Is dinner ready?
Oh, yes, dear. It's all ready and waiting.
All right, then. Lead the way, madam.
Right you are.
Oh, I'll take it. Hello? Hello? Who? Chicago calling. Hey, Dad. Chicago.
All right, that's all right. Hello? Oh, hello, Kurt. Oh,
gee, it's Dad. I bet he wants me to come back to Chicago after all.
Why, sure.
He changed his mind. Oh, boy, I knew this was going to happen. Just as soon as I went down and told Gloria the good news, I knew he'd want me back.
Quiet there. What was that again, Kurt? Your what? You're definitely coming back to Elmwood this weekend. Well, that's fine, fine.
Coming here?
I see.
Maybe he's going to take me back with him. Ask him if he is. Will you, Mr. Young? Because if he is, I'm going to disappear and
I'm...
Tell
him about the house, Sam. Tell him about the house.
All right, all right. Kurt, it's all right. Well, about the house, I mean. Yeah. I just bought it. Yeah, how about that, huh? Put you up? Well, of course we can put you up.
You don't have to put us up, Mr. Young. Or we can go to our house.
What did you say, Kurt? Oh, you don't want me to put you up. You want me to put somebody else up. Well, who?
What did he say?
Well, say, Kurt, sure, you bet. Well, we'd be only too glad to. Anybody you want to bring with you. Oh, what's your name?
Her name? Her name?
I see. Well, all right, Kurt, I won't ask any questions over long distance. No, it costs too much, but I'm sure we'll be glad to see you, and Mary will be tickled to death to put her up, yeah? Okay, I'll tell her. All right, Kurt, we'll meet the train on Saturday. Yeah, you bet. Bye.
Mr. Young, is my father bringing up a woman here?
That's just what he's doing, Biff.
But I don't understand. Gee, Mr. Young, you don't suppose he's interested in somebody. You don't suppose somebody's got a hold of him.
Well, that's the danger of leaving him alone in Chicago, Biff. I knew you should have gone with your father. I knew you should have gone there when he wanted you to.
Maybe I should have at that. Maybe it was a terrible mistake to stay on here. But Mr. Young, what did he say? I mean, what did he say about who he was bringing?
Well, Biffy, he just said that he was bringing a friend of his and asked if Mrs. Young could put her up. I said, certainly.
Put her up? Oh. You suppose some woman's attracted Kurt Bradley?
Oh,
Sam, Kurt was lonely. Just because he was there alone in Chicago.
Mary, I'll bet he's found a real nice girl. I'll bet you she's swell. Maybe she's...
But I don't want anybody to marry my father. I don't want anybody to attract him.
Biff, who said anything about marrying? He just said he was bringing somebody here for the weekend.
Of course that's what he meant, Sam, and you know it. Why on earth would he bring her here, of all places, if he wasn't going to marry her?
The prospects of a cordial welcome to Elmwood certainly seem rather remote for Nancy Wayne. Mr. Bradley probably made a bad mistake when he suggested that Nancy stay at the Youngs. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mrs. Young comes to a decision about Miss Wayne and Kirk Bradley. Be sure to join Pepper Young's family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's family is a Modern Drama production.